Thank you very much for that, Clément. I think it's very relevant as a concept for international travel that there are appropriate language on staff on board that speak the various languages. The question is whether that would be something that we need within international railway station hubs. Because we are sticking with the hubs themselves, we're not really talking about the traveling staff. The requirement to insert language requirements of staff within this may not fit in completely with the framework. You did, though, in saying that, make me think of something which is not included in here, well, at least not directly included in here, which is, and this would be relevant for Part C, whether there should be in hubs facilities for the staff of the operators. And as a result, then that would cover the station staff and whether we want that added in. Having said that, it could also be very much part of the additional ancillary services section or even the access to a maintenance depot, because maybe that's where the staff would wait. But you do raise a good point, maybe for another sphere, and maybe this is something that where it can be captured. Thank you, Mr. Chair.